It's Thursday morning. It's time for Michael from Yelp.com to get our groove on. What are we talking about?
I'm making those hopelessly romantic eyes at you, Dave.
Really?
Yeah. Because now that the weather's warm, it's time for hot soup.
Hot soup.
I do not want to say that. Because this
too
week,
late.
I'm in love with ramen.
Ramen. Now, we've got some ramen joints here. I have not been to any of them, so I'm excited about this.
All right. Well, let me give you the lowdown, at least from the Yelper's perspective. Mm-hmm. So our cover photo is a delicious-looking bowl of ramen from one of the only Japanese chefs in our region. Mm-hmm. Sam Akimoto is the chef owner of Drunken Monkey Sushi in Truckee.
Okay.
And this bowl of ramen is legit. I have personally had it. I had the pork rib ramen. This is another version that he serves, which are constantly changing. But the man's Japanese, and he knows how to cook.
Gotcha.
Also, some of the best sushi in the area. Take a trip up to Truckee now that the weather's warm. Walk around downtown and finish your day at Drunken Monkey.
Drunken Monkey.
Word on the street is you may be getting a Sam Akimoto location just down the street, too.
Oh, my.
That's a little tidbit for Expo.
Hint, hint. Nudge, nudge.
Also in this list, Uchi Ramen. Now, this is a newest ramen spot on 5th Street in downtown. And right after I got back from Japan earlier this year, some friends were like, no, you got to try this one. And I went, and I ate Japanese ramen in Japan.
Legit stuff.
And Uchi Ramen comes pretty darn close.
Really?
Their miso hot ramen is really delicious. They have some of the best chashu, which is the pork that goes on top of all of the ramen dishes that you see.
Gotcha.
That's like a pork belly they roast. It's really delicious.
Mm-hmm.
They also do a really proper egg. Now, the ramen egg has to be slow poached, and it is a soft-boiled egg. So in the center, you're not going to get like a hard-boiled yolk. You're getting the soft and creamy yolk, which is a really nice texture with the ramen. They also have the traditional garnishes like togarashi and the ginger that you put on top. And it's a lot of counter service. They have some tables, but trust me, sit at the counter, watch them make it. It's really cool.
Get the whole show.
That's right. And all of their ramen is pork-based. They have tonkatsu ramen.
Gotcha.
Really good. Down towards South Reno, we've got Minato Noodles. Now, a lot of people know about Minato Sushi, but they opened a noodle shop and then merged the two businesses at their location right there by Total Wine and the Courtyard Marriott. And they have Korean-style ramen, which the noodles are sort of lightly fried before they're put into the broth.
Mm-hmm.
Then they soak up more of the broth, and they get a lot softer. So Japanese noodles are a little bit chewier than the Korean-style, but their spicy sesame ramen is to die for.
All right.
Here's a pro tip. Add double noodles and double everything else that goes into it, and you could actually have a meal for two for around $12.
Double it all.
Midtown, we got Cowboy Izakaya. Now, if you haven't been there, this is a dinner-only spot opened by the owners of Lulu's, Troy, and Colleen, and they are an izakaya, which in Japan is actually a eating and drinking, or primarily a drinking establishment that happens to serve food. Here, it's an eating establishment that serves a lot of really good drinks, too.
Okay.
Japanese whiskey, sake, the whole nine. But their ramens are really, really delicious. Sadly, you can only get them at dinner.
Well.
And last but not least, out in Sparks, Reno's original Korean restaurant, the very first that we ever had in recent years, that would be Hana Garden.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know how to say it. Like, I don't know if there was one before them. But, like, for many years, Reno's only Korean restaurant.
There we go.
Hana Garden out in Sparks also serves up a delicious bowl of the Korean-style ramen that we're talking about, as well as some really amazing Korean soups that you can get as well. This week, it's the kickoff to Reno Street Food.
Mm.
So since we're on the food bandwagon, you can get out there to the party in the park. May 19th is the first day. You can enjoy it. It's bike week all week long. So check out bikewasho.org for all of that stuff. And on May 20th, Saturday, the Strange Brew Festival.
Sounds fun.
Have you been to this event?
No.
Oh, man. Strange Brew forces brewers to make the weirdest combinations you've ever seen. I actually saw a sushi stout that was made with pickled ginger and wasabi. I saw a Skittles sour. I have seen a gosa, which is like a salty style beer made with so much salt that I just couldn't drink it. But that is the fun of this festival.
Right, right, right. Put the brewers in there on the outside.
That's right. And they bring in some people from all over the region. Okay. Some really, really big names.
Where is this? When is this?
At the Brewer's Cabinet this Saturday, May 20th from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. They host it in the back. It's a big party. It's a huge event and it's a really fun time.
Sounds like it.
Also this weekend, it's chili on the Comstock, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, get your chili up in Virginia City.
Hot chili, chili beer, not chili like chilies.
Not like cold, no. We're
yeah, like cold.
Hot.
No, like chili? Cold beer.
Oh, okay.
Hot chili and cold beer.
I get you. Chilled beer.
Chili beer.
Chilled beer.
There are 30 cookers from all over competing for a spot at the International Chili Society World Finals this weekend in Virginia City.
Okay.
Tickets are super cheap. You get little tasters and you walk around. It's a great, the weather is going to be fantastic.
Yeah, it sounds like a fun time.
So find out more about Chili on the Comstock, all these great events, and where to get your ramen fix at yelp.com/local_Yelp.